We're going to introduce you now to a guy with an unusual job. John Jarris runs Horizon Rail Services.
Heading out on the east side again. Got a second locomotive, need some help.
It's like emergency road service meets used car salesman meets parts dealer of the locomotive world. Basically, he's the guy you call when your enormous locomotive breaks down somewhere on the tracks. From a Cleveland rail yard, Ida Liaskowski reports.
Here we go, hot start.
In the heart of Cleveland's industrial area sits a turn-of-the-century roundhouse. There are old trains strewn about here, some gutted to the core, others fixed up shiny and new. These locomotives are enormous. Each can weigh a couple hundred tons. Anyone who's spent any time around toddlers, like this 19-month-old, knows the appeal of these monstrous machines. Many kids dream of growing up to work on trains. John Jarris was no different, but he took it a step further.
He seemed to like them right from the start as a little toddler.
That's his mom, Mary Armstrong.
He came to me one day and says, I want to lease locomotives. And I rolled my eyes. I'm sorry. It was like, okay, who wants to lease locomotives, especially a teenager? And I said, well, if you want to do that, then you need to do, I gave him a couple steps. We have several locomotives out on lease. And I'm just very proud of him.
When he was 16, Jarris decided to build a 1/8 scale model of a steam locomotive. That's big enough to ride, just don't put your feet down. By 17, he was selling heavy-duty industrial equipment and locomotive parts. A couple years later, Horizon Rail Services was formed. Steve Korpos runs the roundhouse and leases Jarris workspace.
His knowledge of locomotives and diesels engine is superb compared to other people. You know, he does really know his stuff.
Jarris is largely self-taught, learning mostly on the job, hanging out at rail yards, and by building that small steam engine. He's mastered mechanical and electrical engineering, hydraulics, diesel, and gas engines. He now has 3 employees, 7 locomotives, and hundreds of clients worldwide, though he mostly travels the Midwest, often at a moment's notice, to fix broken locomotives. His clients range from industrial companies to nonprofits like the Cuyahoga Valley Scenic Railroad.
I've known John since he was about 16 or 17 years old and did business with him back then. He was young, but mature and was able to get things done.
Tom Jate is that railroad's chief mechanical officer. He regularly hires Jarris to repair his fleet of locomotives.
Our locomotives are all from the late 50s, early 60s. The parts for them are becoming very hard to find, and it's real good to have a resource that knows throughout the country where to find these parts.
Jarris will work on newer locomotives, but he has an affinity for those older machines.
I just enjoy them. I like them, and I like working with them.
He refers to newer locomotives as junk, specializing in ones built between 1952 and 1987.
They're simple machines. You can fix them. They are built in such a way, and you can maintain them in a way that is very easy.
So, is his job as much fun as he thought it would be as a kid?
Oh, yeah. I do things that are cool every day. I mean, we're outside lifting up, 26,000-pound engines and flying them around.
Jarris says there are plenty of job opportunities in rail. So the next time your kid tells you they want to work on trains when they grow up, don't laugh. Instead, maybe have them build one. For NPR News, I'm Ida Liaskowski in Cleveland.